for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
Alcohol and other drugs can be dangerous, as Drug Truth listeners know well. We also know that exaggerating those dangers can backfire and discredit honest, valid concerns. Take, for example, illegal drug overdoses. Everyone has heard of ODs. The government even does an annual report on overdose deaths. Yet it only tells part of the story. Let's look at heroin, for example. Examination of actual medical examiner and toxicology reports reveals that in most cases heroin is only one of the drugs on board the victim. In many of these cases, it was the combination of alcohol with heroin which put the final nail in the coffin lid. Another so-called drug death made the news recently. The drug czar blamed marijuana for a young man's suicide. Yet, tests showed the only drug in the dead youth's system was alcohol. Indeed, urine tests given the young man in the preceding months had shown no traces of marijuana. It was known, on the other hand, that he'd been using booze. If we're going to blame a drug, the blame should fall squarely on alcohol. But isn't it time we stopped trying to lay blame and started trying to find answers instead? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Journey for Justice. The March on Washington, D.C., Saturday, August 13th. Millions imprisoned in the land of the free. More than 40 organizations already on board. Help end the prison industrial complex. Contact Roberta Franklin, 334-220-4670. Email firstladytms@aol.com. Visit journeyforjustice.org. Representing 5% of the Earth's population, yet holding more than 25% of the Earth's prisoners, America is no longer the land of the free. Given that the U.S. now has more than 2.1 million of our fellow citizens in prison, and a vast number of them there for drug charges, the U.S. Congress now wants to increase the number of arrests, wants to advance the number of years given as mandatory minimums. And all the while, they insist on supporting the price mechanisms that makes the drug lords billionaires. I urge you to please become part of this march on Washington, D.C., Saturday, August 13th. To learn more, please visit their website, journeyforjustice.org. And to close with some heartening news out of the Independent newspaper from the UK, Washington's war on drugs in Colombia is collapsing in chaos and corruption, and the drug producers are winning. The so-called Plan Colombia is being abandoned, so said Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. End quote. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.